أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما يغني عنه ماله إذا تردى إن علينا للهدى وإن لنا للآخرة والأولى فأنذرتكم نارا تلظى لا يصلاها إلا الأشقى الذي كذب وتولى وسيجنبها الأتقى الذي يؤتي ماله يتزكى وما لأحد عنده من نعمة تجزى إلا ابتغاء وجه ربه الأعلى ولسوف يرضى صدق الله العظيم. الله تبارك وتعالى spoke of two groups of people. The second group that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about, وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى, that those people who were bakhil, they were miserly, and at the same time they thought themselves to be independent, independent of Allah, independent of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they belied this beautiful words of the kalima of tawheed of Islam. Allah says, وَمَا يُغْنِي عَنْهُ مَالُهُ إِذَا تَرَدَّى, that when he falls into the pit, that is the pit of the fire of Jahannam, then his wealth will not avail him. His wealth will not avail him at that time. In other words, it will be of no use to him. So he hoarded all of this in this material world, and over there, there will be absolutely no benefit. One leaves this world, the wealth will go to others. One is in this world and he spends, then that wealth will be of avail for the person in the hereafter. Inna alayna lalhuda. Allah says, it is upon us to grant hidayat, to guide. We have explained the way, we've taken this responsibility, we've created man and we guide man, and that is our responsibility. Eventually, no matter how much we may speak to a person, we may invite a person, but the ultimate to grant hidayat, that is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنَّ لَنَا لَلْآخِرَةَ وَالْأُولَى, and certainly belonging to us is al-akhirah, is the hereafter, wal-ula, and this material world. All of it is in the hands of Allah. All of it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The decision of who would come into this world, that decision lies with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How long a person will live in this world, that decision also lies in the hands of Allah. In the akhirat, who will be successful, that also lies in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all those decisions belong to Allah. This dunya, the akhirat, all of it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَنْذَرْتُكُمْ نَارًا تَلَظَّى, then we warn you about the blazing fire, the fire that blazes, the fire that is filled with flames. That warning we have been giving you throughout this entire Quran, that in this world we have given you potentials, we have given you capacity, we have given you resources. If that is utilized according to our pleasure, the pleasure of Allah, then obviously for that person will be the bliss of Jannah. But if it is not used according to the pleasure of Allah, then obviously then we have been warning you with regards to this blazing fire. La yaslaha illa al-ashqa, none will fall into it but al-ashqa, the most wretched, the most wicked person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a very brief explanation of who the wretched person is. Allah says, Alladhi kadhaba wa tawalla, that person that denies, wa tawalla, and he turns away. He turns away from who or from what? He turns away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He turns away from this beautiful deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chalked out. In other words, he turns away from everything that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has offered him, which will make him successful in the hereafter. He is only indulging in those things that Allah ta'ala has granted him in this material world. وَسَيُجَنَّبُهَا الْأَتْقَى, on the other hand, we would save al-atqa, the most pious or the most Allah fearing person, the most Allah conscious person, he will be saved from the fire of Jahannam, and obviously he will be granted Jannat. Alladhi yu'ti malahu yatazakka. Very briefly again, one quality of that person who will be saved from the fire of Jahannam is that person who gives his wealth, yatazakka, to purify his heart. He does it for the purification of his heart, and obviously the very fundamental of the purification of the heart is that a person has tawheed in Allah and he has ikhlas and sincerity, and that sincerity goes on increasing, and his fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on increasing as he spends for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Although these ayat are in its very general sense, many of the ulama have stated that this refers to none other than Siddiq Akbar, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that from the very early stages of his Islam, from the time he had brought Iman in Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu had been spending his wealth for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, more especially with regards to freeing those slaves that were being persecuted by the Quraysh of Makkah. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu would privately, secretly negotiate with their owners, and Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu will free them. In certain riwayats, up to 7 slaves Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu had freed. On one occasion, his father Abu Quhafa came to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu and he said, "My son, if you are spending, then why spend on these weak people that cannot give strength to your religion? They are weak people, they are slaves, they are not regarded as anyone or anything in the community, they have no social standing. So if there is any defense of Islam, how are these people going to defend Islam?" Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, notwithstanding that, he continued to free the slaves, and this is testimony then from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alladhi yu'ti malahu yatazakka. He gives his wealth to purify his heart. وَمَا لِأَحَدٍ عِنْدَهُ مِن نِعْمَةٍ تُجْزَى. And there is no favor of anyone upon him for which he gives recompense. It wasn't that they had done any favor upon him. It wasn't that they would be able to do any favor upon him. But he freed only for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. إِلَّا بَتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْأَعْلَى. But for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he continued, and we saw right till the very end of his life, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had blessed him with that opportunity to purchase the land on which Masjidun Nabawi originally was built in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he went on and he went on, spending every dinar, every dirham for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَسَوْفَ يَرْضَى. And then in the very near future, he will be well pleased. In other words, Allah will grant him his ajr. Allah would grant him his reward in the hereafter. Like Allah says about our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the next surah, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. In the near future, your Rabb will grant you, and then you will be well pleased. Similar announcement Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes for him, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.